This topic is called No. Ephesians, the second chapter and the second verse from the Amplified Bible, in which you once walked, you were following the ways of the world, influenced by the present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit who now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purpose of God. James 4:7. So submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand against him, and he will flee from you. I remember when I learned how to stand on my own to resist the devil. I had to no longer depend on people speaking words of encouragement, giving scripture, praying for me, talking me to confidence about the power of God that was within me. The Holy Spirit dwells in me, and talking time was over. I had to stand up for myself, know for myself, have the faith, and exercise the authority of God is given to me to tell Satan no. Satan mostly shows his agenda through people, even the children of God at times. Jesus rebuked Peter as he briefly let the devil use him. If you don't resist the devil, he will use you and then accuse you before God. Satan fights against the purpose of God. As Satan continues to use people for his agenda, they often cross paths with us. The user, the manipulator, the narcissist, only purpose is to take from you until they have left you completely empty. Those behaviors promote one thing, self. These techniques to unravel you, fighting against the purpose of God in your life. Maybe some of you don't know the purpose, but God burns that answer in your heart, giving you courage, confirmation, and clarity you need. Live it. It's time to take a stand. Stand up for yourself and say no. Say no to Satan. Satan walked up on Jesus in the wilderness while he was feeling weak. He tried to tempt him to worship him. Jesus spoke the word of God to Satan, and he had to fall back because he knew he failed. Let's go back and look at what he tried to offer Jesus. Satan offered all of the world's best. Everything he presented could be destroyed. He offered his version of the bread of life, riches from the world. But Jesus told me, if my faith was small as a mustard seed, if I could tell the mountain to move, it will move. Satan tried to offer him the world's power when Jesus resurrected on the third day with all power and authority in his hands. Satan only invites you to betray you. Probably need to say that again. Satan only invites you to betray you. Satan uses his deception because if you knew the truth to his agenda, you wouldn't go. Tell the prince of the air no. Tell him, I can make mistakes. Yes, I sin, but I'm covered by the love, the blood, and the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to keep trying, and my God is going to keep reminding you you're defeated. My heart belongs to Jesus. My mind belongs to Jesus Christ. My thoughts, the way I talk, how I treat people, how I meet people, and how I see people will be done with the love of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how many times I fall, Jesus is right there to pick me up. And my answer to Satan is no.